Hello, Andy, are you there?
You've been around a few years.
I remember you've been doing radio for a long, long time, Andrew. Can you actually tell us when you first started doing radio?
I started radio in 1989 on a station called Exol.
Oh, I remember when that there were all fields, that part of the region. And, well, what got you into radio to start with?
Got me into radio? Well, I started off, my mate was doing it at school.
Yeah.
And I said, I want to be a DJ, like, you know, so I could get famous.
Yeah. Who was your mate? Do we know him? Is he anyone still around now?
No, he's non-existent now. He's on this...
One of them has-beens, like...
Yeah, a little thing from down the road on the estate.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be famous, and I became a big celebrity around the estate.
Can I ask you, was radio an ego thing for you?
Yeah, and it's for everybody in here.
I don't agree with that. No, radio's not an ego. It's not.
It is. Well, it was to start off with for anybody in here, I guarantee.
Yeah, well, I've got to admit, when I do hear a radio on the air, I think, you're sitting there, I could do with a bit of that.
Yeah, I'm famous and everybody's calling me, and you know, my name's a big household name there.
But actually, I don't know whether you ever know this, but Andy Young gave up being a DJ about, how long ago was it?
Since my hair grown.
Since you're a guy. Can I ask you why you actually... Because it's a mystery to me, because I can't understand why you've stopped, you know... I thought you were pretty good. You were average.
It was because... thank you.
You were all right, like,
I stopped because my style's changed.
Your style's changed? Oh, yeah.
You know, I was one of these people that believe in the music that I played and all that. And
you believed in soul.
And I don't now. I do, but I don't. Not so much. I'm more like... cultured with my music now.
You're more cultured with your music. So if you were to go on radio now, what kind of music would you play as opposed to soul when you did when you were doing radio?
It'd be very varied. It'd involve a lot of jazz funk.
There's one thing I like to point out as well about music on a pirate radio station. I don't know whether you've noticed, but a lot of the music today around is rave, and when a pirate radio station comes on, people automatically think rave. And other than if it's a different, you know, another station that play reggae music. It's either reggae or rave these days. Nobody wants in between.
Yeah.
You can't do very well on the radio unless you're playing reggae or rave. Because, like, let's face it, if you play soul, soul's for a varied listener, you know, it's for a certain listener, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's for the more sophisticated listener.
You don't get many people who tune in to listen to soul. All it is will you play this for me? Will you play the Corgis? Will you play DJ Vibes or something like that? It's always like that, isn't it?
Or you play Rat Pack.
And especially when you're doing a soul show as well. Have you ever had that? Because I've done soul shows in the past and people have always rang up.
Yeah.
And you've told them, I'm starting and I'm playing soul for the next 2 hours.
I want rave this, I want rave that.
And it really gets on your nerves, doesn't it?
I know.
But anyway.
I used to hate that. I used to say, you don't want to listen to me.
You don't want to listen to you. I used to enjoy your shows, actually. I'm not creeping.
I used to enjoy the shows. I used to feel the music.
I don't know. With me, when I started pirate radio, I thought, well, to start out with, it was just... I started many moons ago, can I say, on a station called Powerhouse. Can you all remember that?
Yeah,
the transmitter was wooden.
Badass radio.
The transmitter was wooden. The dial pole was stuck out of a bedroom window. Because I don't know what you people out there actually think of pirate radio and what you think the studio's like, but I can tell you, when people say, oh, I listened to you, you were good, and they actually come up to a pirate radio station and they see what the equipment's like, they feel a little bit like, you know, oh, I'm a bit disappointed in what I'm seeing here. Because when you're listening at home and you hear the music and it sounds good, you expect to see, like, all CD players and Technics decks and, you know, I mean, we're using Technics, of course. I mean, these are really nice Technics decks, these are. Right? But actually, I'm going to tell you what we've got in the studio after as well, and how much it would actually cost you to get a pirate radio started as well. Can you give us a little rough idea on how much it would actually cost to start?
How much it cost to start it up?
The cheapest, not people buying rigs through you personally, Andy Young. I know you tend to have your dealings with selling transmitters, and it puts people out of pocket anyway.
No, it doesn't. I think you could set one up for about £500.
£500?
Yeah.
Well, to my knowledge, I reckon the cheapest radio station...
All right, if you want it to be cheap, about £100.
I reckon you could do it for cheaper than that, actually, if you scrimped and scraped.
£100, I'd say.
£100.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a couple of BSRs.
Yeah.
£75?
£75, that's just for a transmitter, isn't it, really? But you scrape all the other things together. Anyway, what was I going to... Hold on, let me think, because my mind's gone a blank. What was I talking to you about then?
We're talking about the price of radio.
We've got a call. We'll be taking live calls in a moment as well. And if the chat show does take off a little better, then we'll take live calls right the way through until 3 o'clock, okay? So what I was saying is, I was going to tell you how much it actually cost to put a pirate radio station on the air. Well, the cheapest I think it could cost was about, you know, £60, £70.
In rarely, mate.
Yeah, it depends, because, like, with... We actually... Was that anybody important?
Josh in Blackheath says he set one up for £90.
He set one up for £90. Well, that was all right then, Josh.
Well, that was all right. It's Blackheath.
There's rigs floating around there like nobody's business, I tell you. I'll sell you. They say it's an 100-watt rig and it's a 10-watt rig. And they're making a killing in Blackheath. Anyway, with Pilot Radio, we do two things. We can either run direct, which is basically, if we're coming from a block of flats, then we can actually... Nah.
We don't want to talk about that.
You don't want to talk about
that's
that.
Secrets.
It's secrets. Yeah, right. It's not that secret. It isn't. You don't want me to talk about it. Oh, fair enough. I've had the blank on that. Anyway, that's my first blank spot of the show, so I can't talk about how we actually set a station up. And I know a lot of people have been really interested about it.
Hang on, the comedian wants to go.
Okay, then, come on, mate. Please, Steve, don't come out with any jokes, please.
No jokes. Okay. I'd just like to thank Arthur Daly for those few words.
Oh dear.
Are you asking me the questions or am I telling you?
I'll tell you what, you ask me a question.
What do you think of Pirate Radio?
What do I think of Pirate Radio? Well, I've got to admit, for me, it is an ego thing. I only do it because I like people to listen to me. It makes you feel like, you know, makes you feel good in yourself, doesn't it? If you're doing a show and you're getting loads and loads of phone calls, you know, you think, oh, there's a lot of people listening to me, and, you know, you feel proud in yourself, even though they're never going to get to meet you and they're never going to get to actually see you most of the time. It just makes you feel good in yourself, like when you play. I do it just because I enjoy the music as well. I know you do it because you enjoy the music, don't you?
Going back to soul music, as you was talking about earlier on, obviously soul music's been around for many, many years, and it has stages where it gets big. Unfortunately, it's been put in the background for quite a few years now.
Yeah.
But saying that, I think it takes a pirate station and a soul show to realise how good soul music really is, and to get people thinking, hey, this is good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's something that you don't get on sort of national radio or your local independent radio stations. Yeah. And also the tracks that we try and play is obviously to promote new artists and to promote new soul music and give people the opportunity to listen to the kind of music they want to listen to instead of certain radio stations that play sort of the same chart records day in, day out.
Yeah.
So what I try to do with... I try to play some commercial soul tracks, obviously to keep the interest there, songs that people know, but also soul songs, because I know there's an awful lot of people that listen out there that do like the music, even if they haven't heard the record before.
Well, I've got to admit, most of the records you play I haven't heard, but I do like them when you're playing, because the artists I've never, ever heard of.
Well, people tell me, day in, day out, you know, what a nice show, how much they enjoyed the music, and I get a nice response from it, which is great. So I know there's people out there that appreciate it.
I know, actually, you've been doing radio for a long, long time, haven't you? Well, on and off. And I used to listen to it in the times when you used to play dance as well as soul on a radio station, didn't you?
Well, this is the kind of music that I personally love, I mean, more than anything else. I do enjoy dance music, I enjoy rave music, I enjoy reggae. On previous radio stations, I've played soul and reggae shows, combine the two. As you know, on a Monday night, I'm at 42nd Street in Hell's Owen.
You don't play soul down there, do you?
I do play soul. I play the stuff like...
Commercial.
Jade.
Commercial soul.
Commercial soul.
Yeah.
Also, we play sort of ragga soul, budger banton, that kind of stuff. Yeah. We have a 45-minute non-stop hardcore rave section.
Yeah.
We play the commercial rave at the start and a bit of commercial rave at the end.
Yeah.
So it's a very mixed sort of music right the way through the night for the 3 hours. But as they're under 16, they appreciate, you know, what the music
is. It also depends on what age of the listener as well. I mean, take a guess, our average listener is under 16. I mean, I wouldn't actually put money on it, but like...
I would say between, say, maybe 12 and... I mean, I know people that listen that are older. I would say 18, 20, but we've got listeners... I mean, a show like mine, I would hope that we get people over 21.
Because you play some quite old soul as well.
I play the old stuff because you've got to cater for everybody. You've got to cater for everybody, and there's going to be people that listen to the show that you drop the old tunes on. Like I've dropped a few tonight, and people think, I haven't heard that one for a long, long time, and it brings back memories, and that's what music's all about.
Yeah,
music's about. You play a record and you remember a place that you worked at, or you remember an ex-girlfriend, or, you know, it's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And what Pilot Radio brings to the people is something different, something that you can't get on your local independent station or national station. I mean, if you're tuning to Radio 1, any time of the day, they're trying now because we've given him a kick up the backside, basically, to try and get on the same level as the pirate radio.
Yeah.
They could never do that.
No.
But they're trying to do it slowly.
Yeah.
And trying to get people to be educated. It's the saying, oh, well, we're playing this kind of music. But they're not, because they're not doing that much to improve.
Actually, there's a station at the moment, I think it's Buzz FM. Yeah. They all used to be. Most of the DJs on that station were all previously on pirate
stations.
That's
right, and like I used to work with some of them.
70% of them.
And I'll tell you about Buzz FM. When they first come on the airways, it was going to be a radio station for the black community of Birmingham and playing soul and reggae music.
Of late, they've gone a lot more commercial.
Yeah. Well, within 3 weeks of them coming on, they changed the music policy, and they was playing Jason Donovan, Kylie Minogue, and you know, all the other it's commercial stuff that they was playing. When so their music policy just went downhill after 2 weeks.
When I actually heard the Buzz was coming on, they said it was a combination of all different dance, soul, rave, you know, all that kind of stuff put into one, and then slowly did change to commercial
saying that
music.
They have got much, much better.
Yeah.
And the DJs on there are, I think, very good as well.
Yeah, and they took a couple of DJs on from BR&B recently as well, haven't they? But
Graham Torrington, for one, I think.
They still play Graham Torrington and somebody who does a breakfast show in the morning as well.
Brendan Kearney,
that's right. And they're having a couple more as well, so.
There's an awful lot of DJs that work on commercial radio stations that feel the same way as we do. But don't ever have the opportunity to play the kind of music they want. I know there's one station in Wolverhampton, mentioning no names, but their music policy is 24 hours commercial.
Yeah.
Total. There's an advert every 2 minutes, and all they do to keep the listeners is give something away.
Yeah.
Now, we don't do things like that.
No, no. We do give things away on the... We do run the old competition
well,
and like that,
yes.
But that's just for people to, you know...
That's right, it's fun.
I mean, some stations, to get the listeners naming no names, give away different holidays, £1,000 a day or something like that, and they've just got the listeners purely because they're giving away that kind of stuff, not because they enjoy the music. That's what commercial radio stations are about mostly, so I think people like to listen to, because there's that many... They give away that much stuff, don't they? They give away stupid things like holidays and tickets to whoever they want to go and see, and it's all the while they're giving away prizes on every different show I've heard.
Another thing is... just before I do go, if there's kids like thinking of setting up pirate radio station, you know it's a big thing to go into.
Yeah.
Obviously you've got to watch what you're doing.
Yeah.
But the most important thing is if you're going to come on, try and sound as professional as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Because obviously you get the interest of the public.
Yeah.
And as I say, if you're going to do it as professionally as you possibly can.
Yeah.
And get a lineup of DJs that, for one, aren't going to use bad language.
Yeah.
But I think there's quite a few pirate radio stations on the airways now. I think there's enough to cater for the people that want to hear the kind of music that they want to listen to.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, if you want to get on pirate radio, I would suggest contacting pirate radio stations and maybe getting on that way instead of trying to set something up on your own and taking the risk yourself.
Yeah.
Go to somewhere where that's already been set up. It's run professionally.
Yeah.
You won't go run then.
As for when you set a pirate radio station up, a lot of people, like as you say, you've got to get a good lineup of presenters. Well, what I find with people is, of late, with radio stations, that there's a lot of mistrust between different people. You know, people don't get on with each other, and what I find is that they tend to stick to friends. You know, people
That's
they
right.
know well. Whether they're good DJs or not is immaterial to what they think. They tend to stick to people they can trust, rather than people who are good DJs, but they just don't trust them or they don't like them because, you know, for one reason or another.
And the other thing is, coming on the air,
you're
hopefully not blocking anybody's signal, but coming on and after a few months losing interest, because it's quite easy to do. Unless you're dedicated and committed to it, like we all are in the studio, we're all committed to it because we wouldn't have been around the many years as we have been around, and we're committed to it because we love what we're doing. But there's going to be people that start things up like this and lose interest. That's when the station goes downhill, people turn up late, people don't come and do the shows, they don't contact anybody to say they're going to be late, and it just goes downhill and
I don't think the listeners actually realise how much hard work does go into a station, even though we're only on just over a weekend. There's so much work and effort. We may only be on 2 days a week, but it does take 7 days of sorting out and, you know, things like
I've got
we'll speak to Scott Davies about that.
Loads. I mean, you can imagine what my record collection is like at home.
Yeah.
Now, at 7:10 this morning, I usually go down the Leisure Centre, and then I leave from the Leisure Centre to come and do my show.
Yeah.
Now, I I was up and down the stairs that many times changing my records for tonight's show.
Yeah.
Now I could think, well, let's just grab a handful of records and let's just do a show. It doesn't make no difference, but it does make difference to me, and obviously I want to plan what I do.
Yeah.
And I consider the people that are listening, because if I just grab a handful of records, they might all sound the same.
Yeah.
You have to cater for everybody.
Yeah.
The mid-tempo, the up-tempo, and obviously for the last hour, the more soulful, smoochy tracks for all those people that like that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's preparation.
I actually think there should be more soul on the station, because really, with Serious Soul, you're the only DJ that caters for that kind, isn't it, really? And we're on like 24 hours over the... Is that me? Pardon.
That's that curry out last night?
Yeah. Anyway,
thanks.
Okay, then.
That's my comments anyway.
Okay,
I'll
then. Thanks anyway, Steve.
Scott.
I'll let you get to bed.
Take care, listeners.
All right. Bye, Steve. Anyway, we've got Scott Davies now, who's actually going to have a little chat to us about Pirate Radio. Can I just point out that, am I crackling, or is it just... Shall I play a record first? Well, I'll tell you what, I'll just sort a record out. Can I just point out to you, we were talking about legal stations a little earlier on. Can I just point out that if you've actually been convicted of doing a pirate radio station, that cancels all your chances of actually working on a commercial, a legal station. Is that right? That's what I've heard anyway. Is it 5 years? Unless they really, really want you badly, and then they can twist the fuse. Things out. Oh, now you're quite a veteran to Pirate Radio as well, haven't you? You've been doing it nearly as long.
Been around a long time, yeah.
I've been around, how long's it been? I think it's been about 4 years I've been
doing
Pirate
Radio. I've
been
around about 4 years.
You've been around 4 years. I remember the first time I ever heard Scott Davies was actually on XR. I don't think you've ever done another. I don't think we'll talk about that, because they don't want to know. And with a combiner, what actually got you into Pirate Radio to start with?
I think it was basically watching Delbert Wilkins on Lenny Henry, actually.
I remember that was good, that
Crucial
was.
FM, wasn't it?
Not very realistic, though, was it, really?
No, obviously not.
From the bottom of a pizza parlor, I think it was, wasn't it? We've got a...
Yeah, it was, yeah. It's the back of a... Was it a cafe or something?
Yeah, a kebab house.
That was something like that, wasn't it?
A kebab house, yeah.
I think that was what got me into, actually, watching him on that. Yeah. Delbert Wilkins.
Yeah,
I thought he was pretty cool. Kind of guy.
I used to watch that, yeah. As I say, I got into Pirate Radio through a station called Paris, and it was accidental that I got into it. I started off just lending a record to somebody who actually worked on the station. Then I went up there the one night, and believe it or not, the lifts were broke down and nobody wanted to come up and do a show to walk up the stairs. So I was the only one that had actually walk up there, so they let me on. So that told you how fussy that was, wasn't it? Anyway, back to Scott Davies. He's going to actually tell us what he thinks of Pirate Radio. I know you agree with it, but why do you actually do Pirate Radio?
Well, basically, I think the only really need for Pirate Radio is the fact that we play the music that the other stations don't. Like, there's no real station in the centre of the UK which plays dance music.
And rave as well.
Yeah.
There's very rarely...
I mean, all the commercial stations play all the... You know, chart stuff, all that kind of rubbish.
Yeah, it's all right to a point. But
it's all right for certain people, but obviously there's an audience out there for dance music.
I mean, like I said, I don't mind commercial music. I mean, I enjoy it. I mean, there's some good tunes commercially, but there's so many records that aren't available commercially.
We
play records...
We can play records that they can't as well.
We play records that catch on, like, let me think, for instance, DJ Vibes, Sing It Loud, and Pure White 4 AM, things like that.
They've
caught on, and they've got no chance of being released commercially, because they're actually not licensed records, are they? They're just... you know, promo samples that wouldn't actually get a chance of being released in the shops, and we just play them for you to give you a chance, if you like those things, to go out and see if you can get them, you know, because I love them, I think they're great. Anyway,
I mean, I say all the legal stations are basically the same. Some of them are better than others, obviously.
Yeah. Do you actually listen to legal stations?
Occasionally, yeah. I mean, sometimes, obviously, I think everybody just don't know everybody in here, it's got to be honest, they do listen to them,
yeah.
And some of the DJs on there are okay. I mean, you know, basically, it's not their fault, they have to abide by the rules.
No.
I think, like Steve said earlier, a few of them would want to play. Yeah. You know, more underground music if they could, but obviously they're limited to what they can do.
Yeah, as with commercial stations as well, I don't know whether any listener knows this, but every show that's actually on a commercial station is recorded, which is correct. I'll give you a crackle again, but I'm going to leave them. Can you just turn the radio down? I'll get rid of it. I'll ignore the crackles completely. Hold on. No, we don't want that.
Oh, that's what.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what. Old stop, whatever. Wayne Taylor. Grab the microphone, Wayne Taylor. I want to speak to you. Don't you want to speak to me? Come on. Okay, I think All right, I think Scott Davis has grabbed the mic and thought, no, that's not a good idea. I think I'll still chat to Lokes, which is not a bad point. Anyway, as you probably know, tonight we're talking about radio. We're talking about whether you agree with it, whether you don't, what you think we should do to improve the station. We're just basically trying to tell you a few things that happen behind the scenes of radio as well. Not too much. We're not giving away too much tonight. But we are trying to point out there is a lot of effort and a lot of hard work put into constructing a set. Anyway, Scotty D's back on the line. Hello, Scott. Where are you calling from? Huh? Oh, he's not. Hello.
Yeah, it would help if you switched.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate.
It's okay. I'll forgive you this.
Okay, time. Then. Where were we before?
We had a couple of calls. Should we get through these first?
Yeah, go on, then.
The points. They didn't want to get live, but we had John Phillips in Stoke-on-Trent. Yeah. And he reckons it was the best radio station he's ever heard.
Yeah.
And he says, like, you know, congratulations to us. Doing a good job and keep it on air, basically.
Oh, thanks, John.
So
cheers,
big eye to John and respect.
Nice one. Cheers, John.
Could get that. We had a call from a guy who used to be on a radio station called WKS, which I remember actually from about 3 or 4 years ago.
I don't actually remember that one, though.
Yeah, he was on about 101.8 anyway.
Yeah.
So he gave us a call and he said, like, nice to us back and keep up the good work as well. So I too, all those lot as well.
Okay, well, thanks to you a lot as well, and thanks for your call, really.
And obviously, they can still ring us up and give their views. Yeah, we'll take some live calls.
I'll tell you what, we'll chat about it until 3 o'clock, because I don't really want to play too much music, and I'd like to have a nice chat about it, because there's so much I want to fit in, actually, isn't there? So we're taking it.
Michelle in Rowley just said that
thanks,
it's Michelle. Michelle in Rowley.
Okay,
yeah,
then, so. Thanks for that, Michelle. Nice one. Don't look at me like that. Anyway, we're talking to Scotty D about radio, and what were we talking about before we were?
We were talking about the points about what my views are. If I think it's any good and that kind of stuff.
Well, obviously, we think you like radio, don't you?
You know, there's a lot of views on it, really. I mean, like I said, the reason... I think, obviously, if you're going to play the same music as the legal stations...
It's no point coming on.
But you're going to play... But you're not obviously not going to be as good, then obviously there's no point coming on. But if you're going to do a good job of it, sound professional...
Yeah.
And play the music that people want...
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there's a lot of dance people out there who want dance music, and there's no other station that plays it.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of...
loads of ravers.
Pirate radio stations just play reggae music for the reggae people as well, because obviously there's no station that plays that either.
No.
And I think they're doing a good job as well.
Yeah, they're all good. Definitely. And I to the Dub FM posse as well, because they sent respect out to us the other day.
Yeah, basically I to all the pirates in the area, which are doing a good job.
Yeah.
And there's a few which aren't, but we're not going to point any fingers tonight.
No. Well, we actually come on we're only a weekend station, aren't we? We're soon to come on Fridays. Am I right? In the near future, anyway.
We do intend to extend broadcast slightly, yeah.
But it's so hard to sort things out, as I say. So
we guarantee we are on every weekend playing dance music.
How long have we been on now? You know,
14 weeks.
14 weeks.
Yeah, we intend to be going... You know, in years to come, we're not going to go anywhere. Yeah.
You have to. Listeners out there probably know, but you've got to actually watch what you're doing as well. And you've always got to keep your one earphone off your ear, just in case. I'm one of those people that if I hear a bang, I'm up. You're like, you know, I mean, who's that? Even if it's just somebody been to the toilet, I don't know. I get very paranoid because I've been doing pirate radio now for about, as I say, 4 years, and I've actually been caught doing pirate radio as well now. When you get caught, it's a completely different to what anybody would expect out there, because like you're sitting here, you're playing your records and you're thinking, yeah, you're saying hello to people are listening to you, and then all of a sudden the door comes banging open, and the door comes banging open. They don't actually knock, it just comes back. They come in and they're really nasty to the equipment, aren't they? They don't take any care, do they? They just jump over the decks to you, pull the faders down, that's it, you're gone.
As soon as you see those cords come through the door, that's
I mean, I've worked on stations that have actually had security cameras to try and prevent things like that happening, but like the station that I actually got done on had a security camera to see when they were coming, and it didn't do much good to me, because like I kept looking at it, and before I knew it I did see a pair of cords in front of it, like, and a pair of those nice little
I was actually looking out the window once,
and
I didn't see them coming.
You didn't see them coming? And they came in the window. There was actually
they came in the door, but I was looking out the window which led through to the entrance, and I didn't see them coming.
There was actually an incident on a pirate radio station where the Department of Training Industry actually come to take the station off the air, and they got actually stuck in the lift while they were on the way up, and some girls who were actually secretaries for this certain pirate radio station helped them get out of the lift that was stuck, which they carried on and went upstairs and like got the station off the air, which was a pretty weird thing to happen, wasn't it, really? But there you go. But as I say, we are trying to be on as much as possible. I mean, weekends are safer to come on than 7 days a week. Because, coming on 7 days a week is a lot harder and a lot more riskier. I think you'll find a lot of stations nowadays, other than the stations that play reggae, for some reason they seem to be able to afford to come on every day of the week. Because as soon as they've gone off, they come back on. But they're financed, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're financed by certain different sources, and I'd just like to say we're not really financed by anything, are we? The money comes.
It's all voluntary, yeah. We
don't actually get paid for any of it.
It's all voluntary work. We're doing a service for the dance people because we don't think there's actually a service for them.
No.
And we can just keep up the good work and make it sound as professional as possible and improve the station.
And we're going to, no matter how much happens to us, we're going to keep it up, aren't we?
We'll be here, yeah. We'll be here this time next year, guaranteed.
Definitely, because we were on this, I don't know whether you listened to Exile, but we were on a couple of years ago, summer 91, and we were actually away for a couple of years, really, weren't we? You was on and off, but, you know.
It's the first time we've really made a big comeback and made a good influence.
And let's hope we can carry on doing it as well. So
that's right, yeah.
Anyway, anything else you'd like to add to it before you lie back and relax and have a listen? Okay, then, thanks for that, Scott. That's what Scott Davies actually thinks of Pirate Radio. We're going to talk to, what was your name before we... you was the one who was going to object to everything I said tonight, weren't you?
I was going to.
You was going to, but you're not going to bother?
I think I'll surprise you.
You'll surprise me? Okay, then, you'll surprise me. The person we're going to talk to, he's not actually a DJ, but he does come up the station quite often.
Ooh.
Anyway, hello, Taylor.
Hello.
Now, you have been in the same situation as I have, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
You've actually been there when they've come and take a station off air. I remember actually the last time that you were taken off, I missed it by about 5 minutes. It was right, wasn't it? I think it was that.
Yes.
It was the dreaded night that we all ate, and I'm not going to mention the night, but everybody knows what night I'm on about, don't you?
Yes, that's right, because like, if my memory serves me well, you actually warned me about that night.
I left you my favourite record to play for me as well, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And that went to Walkies, ta-ra.
And also, may I say that Scott Davies was looking out the window at the time, and like, he didn't see
them
coming in.
Was that the time that Scott Davies
was
looking out?
Yes, that was,
and
yes.
You didn't see him coming in?
Oh, but dear. I did.
They seem to sneak up on you, don't you, when you least expect it.
That's when they
do. Anyway, as I say, Wayne Taylor's been in the same predicament as me. And
twice.
I don't know what. Actually, the penalty at the moment, I'm not too sure about the penalty for Pirate Radio, but if you're actually caught on the station, it is either up to a minimum of £2,000?
Yep, £2,000 or 6 months imprisonment.
Now, as far as my knowledge goes, I don't actually know anybody that's actually been sent to prison for Pirate Radio yet. Does anybody in here know anybody that's actually been...
Only the people that don't pay the fines.
Now,
well, I've paid all mine off.
Yeah. Now, there's something about fines I'd like to say. Now, like as I say, when the different areas that the stations are actually broadcasting on always depends on, you know, where you actually, you know, you go and, when you're actually caught on a pirate radio station, of course, you're given about, I think it's about 5 months, aren't you? You're given about 5 months. Five or 6 months, and you forget about it in that time. You think, oh, I've got away with it, but aha. Just when you think you've got away with it, you get 6 months, and actually, I'll tell you, you get 6 months, and after 6 months, if the Department of Training Industry don't actually press charges against you for the station, you can actually claim all the equipment back, which is in an agreement they give you. But as I know to it, that's not happened yet at all. Has it happened to... do you know anybody that's got...
No.
You can actually claim your records back, but what they're trying to do at the moment is they're saying that records... are more precious to replace than the actual equipment. They're saying the equipment's easy to come by, but a record collection is a lot harder to rebuild. I mean, I've had hundreds of records took in the past, and
you've got them all back, haven't you?
Well, most of them, yeah. But like, they've stopped giving records back now. They're very, very reluctant. Did you have any records back when you were actually?
No.
You were.
I had nothing back.
You had records. Well, they can't actually give you the transmitter back, can they? Because you know. I don't know how they were. Anyway, Wayne Taylor's still there. He's rocking on a chair at the moment up by the door. And anyway,
I'm rocking to myself.
Hold on, let me just have a stretch.
Oh, go on, man.
Save Sandwell from AIDS.
Yeah, I know.
That?
I can read. But that's a different subject altogether, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Well, the penalties of Pirate Radio. I mean, I don't really want to go out into how much I'm. I was actually fine, but I'm still paying it now, and I'll probably be paying it when I'm 30. But we won't go into that. Anyway, what do you actually think of Pirate Radio, Wayne Taylor? Do you? I know you agree with it, as you wouldn't be doing. Obviously, none of the people in this room.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
You've got to be. Why do you actually do it? Is it an ego thing? Do you enjoy the music, or is it just for, you know, the pure enjoyment of it? Really, knowing people are listening to you.
Well, basically, I like providing a service.
Yeah.
And, like, I like doing it. And, I mean, like, for the past 4 years, I've liked doing it.
Yeah.
And, basically, you know, that's just it. Like, I just like doing it.
That's probably all the listeners have gathered. Wayne Station's the kind of... the joker for the station, aren't you? Every station has somebody that's like a joker and Wayne
Station. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
I mean, people take the mic out of Wayne Station, but we all love him, really, don't we? He's
you do, don't you, lads?
We do, don't we? Come on, it's all... Oh, we like Wayne Taylor, don't we? Nobody's saying anything.
I don't know.
I'm thinking about that. Anyway, Wayne Taylor agrees with me. What kind of... You actually play... You play all various stuff on.
Well, yeah.
What's your favourite kind of music that you know?
My favourite kind of music
is,
I should say, like, dancey, dancey tunes.
Dancey tunes, just yeah. dancey tunes. That's
just like mainstream. Yeah, that's it.
Mainstream
yeah.
dance.
Mainstream dance.
And we play enough dance on the station, don't we, to suit everybody? So.
Well, yeah.
Well, hopefully we do anyway. And Wayne Taylor will keep pumping the music out. I think we're going to have a chat to Osmosis in a minute as well.
Oh, here we go.
He's looking a little bit. He could do with a chat because he's had a few experiences with radio as well, haven't you? So. One or two. Have you actually heard Osmosis? He has been doing radio. How long have you been doing radio, Osmosis?
I'll have
a quick chat to you. We'll go back in a moment.
1989.
Now,
correct.
How did you actually get into radio?
I listened to Powerhouse originally. That was the first.
You doing, mate?
That's right. Well, this over my way, like, it was yeah. the first one that you could pick up, really.
Along with PCRL. I think those were the first two I ever heard in
Back in them days, I'd got